You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. It is another week that we get to spend together. And this is a special week because I really like to do this kind of a program because I get to talk to you one-on-one this week. I love having guests on. They bring so much information and energy and new ideas. But I also like it when you and I get a chance to just really think about what is important and maybe get some ideas going around that you can get back to me and that maybe you can spread out to other people. Because, you know, we are here right now at this time. We all volunteered for this job. We all came down here because we are in it to win it. We are going to help everybody evolve to the next level. And one of the ways we do that is we understand the information more so we can live the information so that we can share the information by our lives. You know, saying things is one thing, but actually living them and letting other people see you and you live by example, it will change the world. And I know I say that a lot, but right now it will change the world. One little ripple, one little good deed, one little good energy thought, it's going to do a lot more than you think it is. So let's get started. I kind of want to go over a few things. First of all, I want to talk about awareness because, you know, we don't know what we don't know. If we don't know certain things, we can't take advantage of them, right? We can't use them to our advantage. We can't make a choice on whether or not we want to use them to our advantage. So the basic foundation of everything is awareness of ideas and options, right? So that we can make choices. So awareness, basically, there's a couple different kinds of awareness. The first type of awareness is just actually being aware that there's options, right? Being awake, not being on autopilot your whole day. Start thinking that maybe there is more, right? Maybe there's more to your life. Maybe there's more to this world. There's so much more that we don't know about. There's so much more information and science and literally miracles that go on all the time that are based in quantum physics. They're based in spirituality, but they're true. And we need to stay open to that because we have to be open-minded or we stay in the same rut, right? So very first thing we need to do is just be aware that there's something bigger out there. There's something that we know inherently, we know intellectually, and we know in our spirit that there's something bigger out there. And there's two types of awareness. There's probably a lot more than that, but today I'm going to talk about two. One is intellectual awareness, right? Is actually learning more information. And that would be like, you know, learning about how the natural laws of the universe work, right? Learning about the law of vibration, you know, law of attraction, which is the name of my show and the radio station and what I teach. The law of attraction is a natural law of the universe, but it is a secondary law. And most people don't understand that. It is a secondary law to the primary law of the law of vibration. The law of vibration is the primary law of the universe. And it basically says that everything in the universe vibrates. It's vibrating energy. It's light vibrating. And when you get down to the smallest subatomic particle, there is no matter. It's just vibrating energy. And it depends on how quickly this light, this energy vibrates on how solid anything is. The mass is the matter. But everything in the universe vibrates. That is not only a spiritual concept, it is based in science now. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics has been able to prove that, because we have been able to have instruments that measure down to the subatomic particles to actually prove that, hey, there's nothing there. It's just vibrating energy. Now, why is this important? This is important because we got to learn the basic foundations of why the law of attraction works. That's part of being aware, right? That's part of becoming aware of our power. So the reason the law of vibration is important to us is because everything vibrates at a frequency. God, in his infinite wisdom, when he started this whole thing, he says, okay, wood, you're going to vibrate at this frequency, and rocks, you're going to vibrate at this frequency, meaning this is how solid you are. This is how what your matter is going to do. Everything vibrates at a preordained frequency, except one thing, and that's us, individual people, because we have consciousness. A consciousness is our soul. It is the observer that's actually sitting back a little bit, looking at what we're doing. It's the objective person, the soul, that is watching what we're doing. Eckhart Tolle says, who is the observer watching what we're doing? When we're talking to ourselves, who are we talking to? We inherently know that there's that one that's driving to work and talking and doing the things that they normally do. And then there's this higher self that we are looking at. We are conscious of the fact that we're doing all these things. So that is why we as individuals are different, because we have a consciousness, a soul, a spirit. This consciousness can now be measured by scientists, which we can go into, and oh my God, there's so much stuff. But just know that our consciousness allows us to make decisions. It allows us to decide what thoughts we're going to think. Now, we think that we are our thoughts. We get so involved in thinking all day long that's what we think we are. But we are not our thoughts. Our thoughts are something our conscious mind makes a decision to think about or not think about. But we get so bogged up in the mire, and I mean that literally. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm walking through mud sometimes because I'm just fighting constantly to think about different things or to control things or to figure out what the next thing is. So we take a big, deep breath, and we basically say, okay, I'm going to step back a little bit. I get to decide what I'm going to think about. And why is that important? It's important because a thought, when we do it intensely, puts out a vibration that we recognize as a feeling, as an emotion. Emotion means energy in motion. So a thought, when we feel it intensely, we start vibrating at that level. When we vibrate at that level, we change everything on our environment. So when we're vibrating at angry, we think a thought, angry thought, we start vibrating at an angry level. You understand it. It's in your whole body. You're not just angry in your mind. You're angry like you want to slap somebody, right? Your whole body feels bad. It's a low, slow vibration. It's uncomfortable. Anger is uncomfortable. We recognize these vibrations in our bodies. We give them a name, and we think somehow we are that. We are angry, right? We are not angry. We are this observer. We are choosing a thought. The thought is making us angry. It's making us be in a vibration of anger. And that is where we stay. And the law of attraction says, whatever we put out, we get back. Meaning whatever vibration that we're on, we are vibrating at that, and we are getting the same exact frequency back to us. If you're on anger, if you're mad, that's why you get up in the morning and you stub your toe and you're mad all day, because you have now got into the frequency of anger or mad, and you're in it and you get more of it, right? The law of attraction, it's magnetic. Whatever you're putting out to the universe, you're getting back in because of the law of vibration. And we don't think we necessarily have any control over it. Somebody outside of us made us mad, and we're mad, and now we're going to be mad. And what do we get? We get more things to be angry about. The law of attraction, which is this awareness, says that whatever we put out, we get back. Whatever vibration we're on, that's the only thing we can actually identify and vibrate with. We've talked about this before. It's like a radio station. You can't be on 98.7 and think you're going to get 103.5, right? You can't be on anger and think you're going to get happy and rich by the afternoon. You have to understand, be aware of the fact that you have control. You, your objective soul, this little thing that is looking as being, it's not little, it's huge, it's everything, it's what we are, is actually away from your body, your ego, and is actually available and will control, when you allow it, when you're aware of it, what your next thought is, instead of being in this hamster wheel of, they made me mad, I'm going to be mad all day, I'm going to look for more things to be mad about. There's so many things I teach that tell us how to get out of that hamster wheel. But right now, today, I just want us to be aware of the fact that our vibration is something that we can choose to change, and that whatever we vibrate on, we're going to get back. People say to me, you know, I've tried this before and the law of attraction doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work. Oh my goodness. It is working 100% of the time. It works like gravity. You're not getting rich. You think the law of attraction means if I think I'm going to get rich, I'm going to get rich. And so if that doesn't happen, you think it doesn't work. The law of attraction does not mean that you're going to say the words and it automatically is going to happen. You know, Greg Braden says the feeling is the prayer. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're vibrating on, you are getting back 100% of the time. It works every time. It works for everyone. It works just like gravity. But you have to be aware of the fact that your thoughts, your decisions, your choices will actually decide what vibration your body is in. And that is the emotion you recognize. That is the frequency you're on. That is what you're broadcasting to the universe. And that is what you're getting back. So number one, be aware of that. That's kind of a very basic overview of the law of attraction. You know, and then there's other information that we've got. There's the quantum physics that basically says everything I just told you is based on validated, documented, peer review science, that everything vibrates at a preordained level and that you can measure consciousness. They have been able to measure that the conscious observer actually changes what is happening in the laboratory. So there is so much intellectual information and awareness out there. There's so many books, and just being aware that they are there allows you to start doing some more information and some more research. You know, Napoleon Hill talked to Andrew Carnegie. He was the one that started this whole thing when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich. He met him in like 1903, and Andrew Carnegie said, I want you to talk to the 500 richest men in the world, find out exactly how they got that way. And I want you to come up with a recipe for success, right? So Andrew Carnegie had this metaphor. He said that we are born with two envelopes. One envelope says, I'm going to be in control of my mind. I'm going to understand how important that is. And when I do that, I can be in control of every aspect of myself, my health, my wealth, my relationships. I can be in charge of everything. That's the first envelope that you can choose to open. The second envelope says, I am a victim. I have no control over anything. I'm not going to use my mind. And I will be sick. I will be unhappy. I will be poor, right? The whole choice is, you have to be aware that you can choose envelope number one, which is I'm going to understand my mind, my consciousness, my connection to source, and I'm going to use it consciously every day and be in control of every aspect of my life and be a victor, or I'm going to feel sorry for myself and think I have no control or no strength or no options, and I am going to be at the beck and call of everybody else and I will be unhealthy and poor and lonely. And I know those are pretty specific opposites, but it is so true when you become aware of how important this information of knowing how your mind and your consciousness works. So then there's a second part of being aware of everything. And that second part, the first part is intellectual awareness. We can go out and learn it. But the second part is something we can't learn, but we can feel, and we've always felt it. And that is the silent awareness of self. That we know that we are deeper and wider and stronger and more powerful than we have ever allowed ourselves to be. There's the divine flame of discontent that arises in our soul. And it might be when we're young, but I can almost guarantee you it's at least when we start getting to be middle age. Because we have had a life that people have told us to live. We have jumped through the hoops that we have been told to do. We have gone to school. We've gotten the degrees. We've gotten married. We've gotten families. We've been quasi-successful. And there comes a time in everybody's life that there's a divine flame of discontent. It wakes you up in the middle of the night. It starts as an inner voice, as a still small voice. It starts with, I think there's something more. I think I'm supposed to do something more. I think I remember something more. I'm lonely for something else. But we can't even identify it. We can't define it. We can't put our fingers on it. We don't know what it is, but it starts arising in us at some point in time in our lives. And so what we do, we look for the answers. Of course, we look for the answers. And if you know my story, I probably started this in 98 or 99 at 45 years old, knowing that there was something else. And it took me 15 years to pay attention and open my eyes. And I don't want anybody have to go through that long. I want you to find the shortcuts that it took me that long to find. So we start looking for the answers, right? We start reading books. We start going to seminars. We start going to webinars, which are all wonderful things. But what we really need to do, and I want to read you this quote. I don't know if you guys have read Illusions by Richard Bach. He wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Oh my God, it's such a good book. It's almost a children's book, but it's a metaphor for life. He also wrote Illusions, which is also like a novel, right? There's a story, there's a plot. It's amazing. But it's a very philosophical, and it basically is talking about what we're talking about. And here's a quote from Richard Bach. It says, when you're looking for the answers, right? We find the greatest teachers ask the hardest questions. They never say, study philosophy. They never say, get your degree. They say, you already know. The answers are inside of us. We already know. We were born with the answers inside of us. There's a great poem by Robert Frost, and it talks about being in heaven and deciding that we're going to come down here and help out on earth, and that we have made a conscious decision to show up at this point in time. And that God is going to tell us what our life is going to be like to some degree, and we're going to voluntarily do that. But we have to forget everything. We have to forget our divinity, our connection to God. We have to forget about heaven to come down here and do this work. So we have to forget everything except the thing that is supreme, that one highest level of consciousness that still connects us to our God, ourselves, our higher selves, our spirituality. We forget everything except that thing that is supreme, and we don't even know how to define it or grasp it, but we know it's there. So you already know this stuff. And the way that we find it is, We listen to people that love to talk about this, like me. We get in tribes. We try to find friends that do this. Reading books is wonderful because it takes you through other people's journeys. But you have to understand it's their journey. And if something rings true to you, then you're going to start doing the internal investigation, because there is a spark of uniqueness in you. There is the I, and I'm using the capital letter I. There is the I. It is your sovereign self. It is inside of you. It has always been inside of you. It has always been connected to Source, to God, to the universe, to Christ consciousness. It has always been there. It is the thing that is supreme, and it starts bubbling up sometimes very early in our lives. Sometimes it takes us longer, but it starts bubbling up. The divine flame of discontent starts bubbling up, and we start on this journey. You know, we've talked about the hero's journey before. I love that, the Joseph Campbell philosophy, the monomyth, is that we all go on this hero's journey, right? And I think our hero's journey starts when we realize that there's something bigger than we are, that we need to be doing something more. And I don't mean more money-wise. I don't mean more getting more material things. I mean a deeper sense of connection to Source. So this journey that we're on, the awareness, first of all, there's awareness that there's something bigger. There's some intellectual awareness that we can start accumulating because it helps us understand the process. There's the awareness of self, right? That the answer is inside of us, that we start feeling this yearning, and that we start understanding the connection we have. What we do is, what I do, because I'm a real control freak, is, you know, we're trying to control our environment. I'm trying to make everybody do what it is I want them to do, and I'm moving the furniture, and I'm bossing everybody around. I'm trying to make my circumstances, my environment, to a certain degree, to exactly the way I want it, so that will make me happy. And it's the other way around. When you find your internal I, capital I, or your third eye, or your higher spirit, when you feel that and you start feeling the connection, right? We don't need to worry about outside circumstances or how anybody treats us, how anybody acts toward us. We don't need to worry about the economy. And right now, this is the most important message that I can get to you and that you can absorb and that you can help other people understand, that what we need to do is be attached to Source, is to understand we're already attached to Source, and to allow that flow of life and of power, which is already there, to become aware of this power that's flowing to and through us. That's where the power comes. You know, when God is at our side, nothing can hurt us. And that is what we need to start really, truly acknowledging. So I have this great analogy that I just thought of. Okay, so awareness of ourselves is like, if we aren't aware of who we truly are, which is divinity, right? And we don't know how the universe works, which are the natural laws of the universe, then we are like a flip phone. And we're really the iPhone 12, which I just got, and I still don't have a clue how to work all of it, right? We have all of this power and information in us, at our fingertips. But if we don't understand it, and if we don't understand how to access it, we're still like a flip phone, which I had forever, and I couldn't even figure out how to text on it. Okay, you guys, you are not a flip phone. You are an iPhone 12. But we don't know that if we don't know the awareness, if we don't know how it works, number one, and all the power that it contains and all the programming it contains. Okay, so there's your awareness. And number two, we have to stay aware of it all day, every day. You know, you just can't go take a class about your iPhone 12 and then it sits there. Right? And you're still just using it to call your best friend. So you can understand that you're of an iPhone 12, right? That you have all of this power. Number one, you have to understand it. You have to know that it's there. And number two, you have to remember all the time that you need to be using it. We are here to do amazing, wonderful, loving spiritual things. And if we understand that, that's wonderful. But if we don't continually use the gifts that we have been given, the talents that we have been given, we are like that iPhone 12 that's just sitting there, or we're using it like, you know, a flip phone. You know, my grandson found an old phone the other day that was, it was one that you push the buttons, right? And he says, I don't know how this works. It wasn't even the rotary one. It was just one that you push the buttons. You know, he always just pushed a button that said, call grandma. He didn't know that you actually had to push in numbers. So, you know, we think we're flip phones. We are not flip phones. We're iPhone 12s. But we got to know that. We got to know everything, all the power that it has. And we have to be consciously aware of it so that we can use this power on an ongoing basis. And you guys, it's not hard at all. It's just knowing it and leaving clues for yourself all day long to remember it. And the third thing that I think is just amazing is we have to be awareness of the connection we have with this iPhone, the connection that we have with all of this information that we have. It's connection to God. It's connection to Christ. You know, we are a drop in the ocean of God, and the ocean of God is a drop, you know, in us. We are connected 100% of the time, 100% of where we are, and we don't know it. We can access this spirit, Christ, the universe, infinite intelligence. We don't have to access it because we already are it, but we're not aware of it. We don't know the connection that us being the iPhone 12 has. We are connected to everything in the universe. But unless we understand what that power is and we pay attention to it all day long, that is how we stay connected to source all day long. And, you know, the way we're going to do that is the way we're going to leave ourselves clues. I leave myself post-it notes. I wear a little bracelet. You know, I write on the palm of my hand. I hang things from my car rearview mirror. You put things on your computer. We are on autopilot 95% of our day because we are on our subconscious mind. That's for a whole nother class, which I love, love, love. But just know that 95% of our day, we're on autopilot. We don't even know what we're doing. And that is why we don't have control over our emotions, because we aren't aware of it. And we're going to leave ourselves clues all day long to become aware of the fact that you are iPhone 12, that you have all of this power, that you can do all of these things. You have everything that's ever been cataloged at your fingertips in an instant. You can connect with anyone and everyone in the entire world in an instant. You can calculate everything. I can't even imagine anything. You can take these amazing pictures. You can send them. You can make movies. You can send them. You can do everything with this iPhone. But if we don't know how it works, it doesn't help us. Right? If we don't know how our spirit, how the universe works, and how our spirit is connected with the universe, and how powerful that is, it doesn't help us or anybody else. So just becoming aware of those things is our first step. I want to talk about how amazing the cell phones are, how amazing our new technology is. And if we do, I don't think we think about it that often. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm texting somebody that's 4 feet away from me, which is stupid because why aren't we just talking? Or, you know, you're calling somebody that is two houses down. You think in your mind that you're calling them and it goes from your phone to their phone and it rings their phone, right? That's not how it works. When you put in their number, it's a specific frequency, just like we were talking about, right? Everything vibrates on its own frequency. Every cell phone in the entire world has its own specific frequency. So when I'm calling somebody and I hit the send button, it goes up to a satellite. It goes all over the entire world. It hits every single phone to see if it can find the one that vibrates with this frequency. And when it does vibrate with this frequency, it rings that phone. And then you are connected to that. It is miraculous. There is a zero-point matrix that everything is included. It's not even just the cloud. It's the way that we have figured out on a very small basis on how the energy of the universe works. So us wanting one specific energy, right? We put it, we hit our send button, it goes up to the satellite, it looks for that exact frequency, it calls that exact frequency, and now you're connected. That is like our lives. We need to find the exact frequency of what we want. We want abundance. We want creation. We want love. Those are frequencies. Those are phone numbers in our phone. You know, we need to find the phone number for love. We need to find the phone number for abundance. And it is a frequency. It is a practiced emotion that gets more and more tense. And you say, well, how can I be abundant? I don't have a lot of money in the bank. We're not going to be worried about what we feel abundant about. It is the feeling of abundance. Go out and stand on the grass and think how many blades of grass there are in a one block area. I mean, we can't even count millions and millions. There is an abundance of grass. There is an abundance of leaves. The universe has to be based on abundance because it is constantly growing. If it wasn't based on abundance, it would be shrieking. We would have less and less, but we have more and more. One tree can make enough seeds for an entire forest. If God says, tree, you are cool enough to be an entire forest, I will guarantee you, he says, Paula, you are cool enough to have the abundance that you want. So we need to learn to vibrate and find that phone number of abundance. Because when we hit it and we put it out to the universe is much better than AT&T Mobile, right? But we have learned how to use those laws, those physical laws that God has set out for our phones. But there's such a bigger connection and a bigger set of laws that when we learn to set out the frequency of abundance, and we do it all day, every day, and we do it with sincerity, and we do it, it's not discipline, it's out of joy. It is a frequency, and you have to get that back. You know, God has set up that frequency and you have to get that back. Now, I want to talk about how we can do that on an ongoing basis. We're going to change our inner conversations. And this is different than what I've done before. I'm reading Immortal Man by Neville Goddard. Love Neville Goddard. Had a lady on my show, Jennifer Miller, I don't know, about 2 months ago. Love her. If you can go back and find one of those shows. Neville Goddard was a mystic. And I guess that's the only word I can think of. He was from Jamaica. He came over here in the 1920s, had some amazing spiritual God experiences, out-of-body experiences, and has written these amazing books. And you read him and you go, oh my God, it blows my mind. Oh my God, it blows my mind because he talks about God. But he talks about these inner conversations, because if you have had anything to do with the law of attraction seminar before, or, you know, you've taken any of the courses, what they have you do is they have you write affirmations once a day, or they have you say words once a day. And they have these worksheets you're supposed to do, and which are fine. I'm not saying anything is bad. And you're supposed to do certain things, and it's rote and it's habit. It's wonderful. And when you take my class, we have SNAPS, which is Second Nature Action Protocols, which is really a way to get into the habits of things that is much better than discipline. But he basically says we need to have this inner conversation with ourselves all the time. Well, we have an inner conversation with ourselves all the time. And that inner conversation usually goes like, oh my God, why did you eat that? Oh my God, we're late. Why did you do that? Oh, we don't have anything to do today. I'm so bored. How am I going to pay the mortgage? Okay, I got to go. I'm running late. Oh my God, why did my kid get that out? We have an inner conversation constantly going. We don't even know we have the inner conversation going because we're talking to ourselves. We're basically saying, okay, I need to go in the next room. You know, I need to stay away from the chocolate. I need to go on a walk. You know, we are telling ourselves, right? We are talking to ourselves. And most of the time, it's got a negative tone. And we're not even aware of it. Remember, awareness is what we're talking about right now. But we need to make sure our inner conversation, and that is why we're going to leave ourselves clues, because today we're talking about awareness and our iPhones. And what do you do on an iPhone? You have a conversation. So we need to start having a different inner conversation with our source, with our higher self, with ourself. And that conversation needs to be, I am the daughter of the Most High God. I claim my divine inheritance of creation, abundance, and love. That needs to be your inner conversation all day, every day. You need to understand who you truly are. You are a child of the Most High God. You came here with purpose and passion, and you still remember the thing that is supreme. You know, deep in your soul, this divine flame is coming up higher and higher and is burning brighter and brighter, that we came here to serve, that we came here to show up. When you show up, 1 second of really showing up, it spreads your light everywhere. And this is showing up out of love. This is showing up out of a inner conversation to yourself that you are so unique and you are so special and you are so loved and you are a child of the Most High God, and you stand a little straighter, right? And you claim your divine inheritance. And I will guarantee you, you repeat that to yourself 10 times a day, 10 times an hour, 10 times a minute, you stand straighter. You act more loving. Your energy goes out. You're kinder to people. You're more productive. You're not doing it out of discipline. You're doing it because your inner conversation is putting you on a higher vibration, a higher frequency. We just found the telephone number to God, right? I am a child of the Most High God. I claim my divine inheritance of creation, of abundance, and love. Let's try this for the next week. I'm telling you, this awareness of this inner conversation that we have with ourselves, that is going to make all the difference in the world. Because we have to start being aware of how we really work. We are not flip phones. We are iPhone 12s. There's so much power in us and so much connection in us. But if we don't understand it, if we don't constantly use it, and if we don't know the right phone numbers, it doesn't do us or anybody else any good. So woohoo! I love my conversation with you this week. I also want to tell you something I'm excited about. I'm having a seminar, and it is the best information that I have ever offered. It is going to be June 26th, which is 2 weeks from Saturday, which is a Saturday. I don't know when you're listening to this. You just need to go to discoverpaula.com. Discoverpaula.com. Sign up. It's free. We'll get you all the information that you need. It is not life coaching. It is life changing. I'm telling you, we're going to go over what we did today, but in so much more depth, with so much more options and so many more opportunities for you to experience this. So I want you to know how important it is for you to be aware of things in your life so that you can take your life to that next level, so you can be the example for your kids, so they can understand by watching you the power that you possess, because you are a child of the Most High God. So I would love for you to be at my seminar, which is June 26th. It's 11 a.m. Central. But if you get on the discoverpaula.com, there is a sign-up sheet. It tells you everything you need to know, and we will get you what you need to know. And I'm just excited to be with you. I'm excited to be with you here on this radio show. I'm excited to be with you in our lives, because this is the most exciting time that we have ever been alive, because there's so much amazing, wonderful things coming to us. We have to learn to be on the vibrational frequency that allows it to come to us. And that is my passion. And that is my supreme. That is my thing that is supreme that I came here to do. And thank you for allowing me to help spread the word, because I know that that is what I'm here to do. And as Ram Dass always says, we are just walking each other home. And I am so honored and I'm so humbled that we get to do that, that we have connected and that we are here to serve. And so until next week, and please remember to come to my seminar, go to discoverpaula.com. Until then, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.